sounds like opening.
Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and I'm your host, and my guest today is Dr. Linda Hostalek. And Linda Hostalek is an author, artist, medical intuitive and shamanic practitioner currently in private practice in Hawaii, where she specializes in comprehensive anti-aging medicine, including natural hormonal balance, energy medicine and shamanism. She also leads groups to sacred lands for more intensive training. As a crystal skull guardian for Star Child, she is connected to beings from other realms who help guide her in her service, including the Agartians from Inner Earth and her star family from the Pleiades. Her book, Mystic Awakening from an American Physician, available on Amazon, goes into more detail on her medical intuitive skills and how they developed along with the journey that led to her first initiation on the holy mountain Machu Picchu in Peru. She is one of the individuals behind the Starkeepers, together with her partner Reynold Kamawakahilu. Together they have been activating stargates and communicating with lightships throughout the galaxies. This has included healings for collective and individual transformations and blessings for the sacred waters which are the source of life upon this planet. So aloha, Linda, and welcome to the show.
Aloha, Martin.
It's a very big honor to have you on the show, Linda. And maybe you can talk a bit louder to the microphone of your phone so that we can hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is perfect.
Okay, wonderful.
So, you know, I'm following your messages on Facebook. There's a Facebook page called Starchild where you do updates, and they are so interesting and uplifting, and I want to congratulate you on the work that you're doing, because it's very important for the planet. And maybe you can first tell the listeners about your awakening, how it happened, and how it all started for you.
Well, Martin, I've been one of those people that have been very blessed. As a child, I would have my star-being father come to the side of my bed and guide me throughout my life. So as I grew and matured into adulthood, I've always had that inner knowing and that guidance. So it's directed me in many different ways throughout everything that I've done, up to and including, you know, being here with my partner, who we are now Starkeepers, and moving to Hawaii and doing the work that we do today. Starchild is one of those things that has come through as a form of guidance pretty much my whole life. But when I had the crystal skull and her consciousness was embedded in the skull, she told me one day that she wanted a Facebook page because she wanted to share her wisdom with the world. And so I said, okay. And I'm not a technical person, so getting the page up and running and all that, once I did that, she just started channeling these messages for humanity. And each day, when I go into that sacred space and I ask her what the energy of the day is, then she just tells me, and I just transmit that on her page, Starchild.
Yes, and can you tell us about, or maybe Starchild can tell us if she wants, what's happening right now? What's happening with the energies, and what's happening with humanity? What's happening with the star people? How far is contact away? Mass contact, mass first contact, the landings?
Well, they are right here. In fact, the mothership, and you can also look at starkeepersllc.com, and because I also do channelings on there for the other beings that come through as well. And there have been motherships that have been stationed over at the poles, because the water on this planet is so sacred and it's so holy, and it's one of the vehicles that drives consciousness. And because of our actions of humans in, you know, producing global warming and basically trashing this gift of a planet that we've been blessed with, there's been two ships. One has been stationed at the north and one has been stationed at the south poles. And this is to help stabilize the glaciers there. And even though it's not going to prevent them from melting, it does help to halt the process and to give us a little bit more time for us humans to kind of get our act together. Because the messages have been coming through large and clear about respect and about returning to the energies of the star beings who basically, you know, seeded this earth here with all of us, because we all have star family somewhere. And people are awakening left and right. And as they awaken, there's this natural response of wanting to take care of this being that we live on.
Yes, Mother Earth is a conscious, living, breathing, divine being that's alive. And what we have done to Gaia is really a shame. And I hope that we can all build up the new Earth after we have the technology to do so, because I think the star families are not going to do it for us. They will do it ourselves, but they will give us the technology to clean up the earth.
Yes, And it's very important that all our hearts and minds are changed. Mm-hmm. That's the big change that needs to happen first. And that's what's been happening right now, is that people throughout the past few years here have been, you know, little things have been happening in their lives, tragedies, you know, all this chaos, all these big energies that have been going on, is to awaken people. Yeah? Because sometimes people need to fall on their face before they really understand what's important in this world. And it's not, you know, the big house or the big car, but instead it's the opening of the consciousness and that love which drives everything.
Yes,
including the healing of the earth.
Yes, consciousness is the driving factor of the universe, of all life.
Yes.
I'm just, you know, with my radio show, that's now almost 3 years that I do it, and, you know, I'm very interested in disclosure and in first contact. That's the main subject of this show. And in fact, there have been many promises from channels that it will happen soon, or, you know. But we are now already almost at the solstice of 2013. And I understand from a channel called Cobra that first some dark energies need to be cleaned up before contact can happen on a massive scale.
Yes.
But I understand.
Contact already has been made.
Mm-hmm.
So, go on.
Yeah, you know, I mean that a lot of light workers, the people are waiting for the ships to land physically, you know, that we can walk upon the Pleiadian and hug them and meet them face to face. That's where many people are waiting and longing for. So how long is that going to take?
Well, that kind of depends on the human race, because contact has been made. But the difference is the contact is not in this dimension, because this dimension that we live in doesn't have a vibration which is high enough mm-hmm. to be able to see them. And it's difficult for them to bring their, it's not impossible, for them to bring their physical being into this dimension. And it will happen eventually. My partner, who's here with me, Reynolds, and it's Kamaka Viva Oli, we call in the ships together and we have a lot of contact with them. And when they come, you know, oftentimes they're seen as light ships, they're seen as balls of light, and there's many times which people will actually go on ships. You know, I myself have been on ships, but it's not in this dimension. There's alternate realities. But as we as a society and as a collective conscious evolve and begin to respect our earth and clean up our waters and, you know, return to the spiritual nature of our souls, that's when we're going to be able to see them. And there are some which would like to make contact, but not for the benefit of humanity. But so I wouldn't be waiting for a metallic ship to land, not just yet. But I would encourage people to open their hearts and their mind and to realize that as the dimensions shift, and that's what this period right now is, it's a period of shifting into the transition and ascension of humanity so that we can more readily see and be with our star brothers and sisters.
Yes, that's a very good explanation for it, because we are in the ascension process and the frequencies are rising from the consciousness.
Yes.
But sometimes I would like to see that it would go faster, because there's still a lot of tragedy going on in the world. And of course there are many people waking up, and they are becoming more loving and more caring for the nature. But still a lot needs to be changed before the low frequency is high enough for contact on a global massive scale.
Yes. Yes.
But I know that Hawaii, where you live, is a very sacred place, a very sacred spot of the earth. And as I told the listeners in the introduction, you have been to Machu Picchu, and since I was a child, I was attracted to Machu Picchu, and my background picture on Facebook is a picture of Machu Picchu.
Mm.
And once I have the opportunity, I want to go there to be initiated by the Quiros, the sacred Indian shamans who lived
yes.
there.
Yes.
So can you tell us about your experiences in Peru, in Machu Picchu? What have you learned from the Incas? Because they have the star knowledge. They have this knowledge from the ancestors. And as far as I know, the Inca people are, from all peoples on Earth, the most close to the star beings.
You know, they absolutely are. In fact, in most countries you go, you ask, do star beings exist? Do ETs exist? In Peru, it's just taken as a matter of fact that there are those with and without bodies because they just appear. And Peru is one amazingly holy place. And I've been blessed to be in Peru many, many times. I would take groups down there. We would go to the jungle and then we would go to the mountains, including the holy mountain Machu Picchu. And the holy mountain Machu Picchu, in Peru and the Caro Nation, they call the holy mountains Apus. And Apu is like a title. It's like a guardian mountain, a holy mountain. And there are several mountains, not just in Peru, but all over the world. And they're all linked. So there's a holy mountain here called Mauna Kea, and I can link right to Machu Picchu and the different Apus there in Peru. Now, in Peru, the Caro people, the Incas, the descendants of the Incas, you know, some of them live very, very simple lives up in the mountains, 14,000-15,000 feet. They tend to their llamas and they do their weavings, but everything that they do is infused with spirit. Whether it's making their weavings for their medicine bundles, which are called mastanas. They're these cloths that they will put their stones and crystals and other sacred objects in. Whether it's tending their fields, whether it's taking care of their animals. Everything that they do, it's an extension of spirit, and it's very, very understood that spirit infuses everything, that the water is holy, that the land is holy, and that you go to mountains and waters to connect to God, spirit, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of blue beings that are light orbs, which appear in Peru, in Machu Picchu in particular, and around Lake Titicaca area, and in a place called Maras, which is in the Sacred Valley. And that entire area is watched over as an area to help raise people's consciousness. And in many ways, Hawaii is a lot like that as well. And there are certain places in the world where human beings can go, and because the vibration is so high, it helps them to transcend. And I do not know anybody who has ever been to Peru who has come back the same. Okay? My first time that I went there, it's now been, 15 years, maybe 12 years. And I went there what was supposed to be a medical mission trip. But in Peru, when the rains come, the trails are washed out. And because the Caro live so high, by the time we got there, the rains had come and the company that was going on the mission trip had to leave a day before we got there. So I ended up on a private tour of all the sacred sites with a shaman. And each site had a different layer of my consciousness dissolve and transform. Because there's so many things that we carry with us just from being a human on this earth, which can distort our light bodies and cause us emotional pain, which then can cause physical pain, which can then, deform the earth that we live on, and it goes on and on. So as one goes to a sacred site or does light work and becomes back to that pure light of being, that purity and that sacredness, and those light strings get straightened out, then those energetic constructs that we brought along can dissolve and we can heal. And as we heal, then we can be more effective, healers for others, and we can all join together in our consciousness, because when healed beings come together in a place of light, love, and power to, heal the earth, then we become empowered and strong. and the vibration lives for the entire Earth and the entire galaxy. Because, you know, Earth is kind of, you know, they call it the baby of the universe, but we're ready to come into our own. Because we've had this time cycle of where we had to go through the light and then go through the dark, and now we come back to the light. And just like when, you know, I went to Machu Picchu for my first time, becoming initiated on the top of the mountain, there were these light beings that came directly from the sky and were just surrounding me, but also imprinting me. And we all became one. It's just one. And the separation was non-existent. And I think that's what's so special about Machu Picchu or any of the very sacred sites in the world, is that the separation becomes non-existent.
That's beautiful. And I want to tell you something, Linda. The slogan of this radio station, which was created by my friend Jeroen, is the slogan is called, "We are all connected, we are all one."
Yes, and it's so true.
It is so true. All life in the universe is connected, is one. And by the way, I have music from a musician called Medwin Goodall. And this is an album from 1994 called Nazca, Land of the Incas. And track number 7 is called Machu Picchu.
Wow.
And I just would like to hear what you feel when you hear this music.
Okay.
It is so sacred. For me, this is one of the most sacred pieces of music that I ever heard. So I'm going to play it for you and the listeners, and I would like to know from you what you feel or what you felt after the music, okay?
Okay.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
That was Machu Picchu from Edwin Goodall, my musician from England, my friend. He is so amazing. What is your feeling about it, Linda?
You know, Martin, I have listened to music like that, but this particular piece, as I was tuning into it, I could see myself back on the Death Stone at Machu Picchu when I got my original initiation, and the light beings that were flying around. And with throughout the different the pan flutes, it just elevates my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something very, very special about the beautiful pan flutes. And you put it all together, that piece really, truly captures the Andes and the spirituality of it. And there's something that happens when you allow your heartstrings to be taken by the music. You can just elevate it, and it just takes you out of your body and allows you to fly around. And
yes.
And it was so beautiful just to re-experience that.
Yes, and I can tell you that what I feel, the melody of the pan flutes that is being played, is there's a certain sequence, a certain coding in the melody that is unique to the Andes and to Machu Picchu. That's what I feel.
No, I would agree with that, because I've never had a piece that took me back to my initiation on the Death Stone there.
Right, and I can tell you that when you hear it back, this recording in stereo, you'll feel it even stronger, because the speaker of a telephone is not that good as a good stereo headset or a good hi-fi installation.
No, I'm sure that's true, and it took me places just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Machu Picchu?
No, I have not. Well, I've traveled there in spirit many times, because when I was 7 years old, my uncle came up with a pile of National Geographics in 1984, I think. And there was one with a cover photo of Machu Picchu. And I was very young, but I felt this is so sacred, this place. I had such an attraction to Machu Picchu, but my income has never allowed me to travel there. But I hope that when I will have the opportunity, or that something happens that I can go there, that I will definitely be there for a couple of months, because I feel my mission is in Machu Picchu. And I had a vision in 1994 where I was seeing the valley you spoke of, and on the slopes of the mountains were sitting people, and they were burning candles and they were chanting songs, and there were thousands of people on the slopes of the mountain around the valley, and inside the valley were star beings. And I was walking towards the star beings in the center of the valley, and that vision was very strong when I was 17, and it was right in the same year that this CD came out from Metin Goodall with his music.
Well, all things are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And actually they do have celebrations there once a year. It's I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's the return of the Inca, and they do have thousands of people on the slopes, and they do light candles. So it's interesting that you tapped into all that.
Yes.
Because that's part of the culture there, that they do anticipate that coming, you know, down as star beings. And you know, during this time, I have a lot of people that, you know, I'm in contact with, which still go there. My life has now changed as I'm here at the Holy Apu Mauna Kea in Hawaii, but I'm connected to Peru, you know, through the Holy Mountain here, which is also an Apu.
Mm-hmm.
And the energies there, they tend to move around a lot too. So even though Machu Picchu is one of the guardians there, there's also many other mountains there too. There's Huancahuilque and Pachitusen and Asangate and Salpantay, and there's about 12 of them. And there's a little place called Maras where there's something called the Andean Research Institute. And it's run by Rainbow Jaguar, which is here based in the States, but it's a Quechua-based exchange for different beings of different traditions to come and learn from each other. So it's interesting, because their prophecies have always said that their traditions will be kept and held and honored by those from the West. And it's interesting because when I was there, their son, which hold to the old traditions, those that still live in the mountains and live the old ways. But so many have been seduced by the modern ways that they've sometimes lost the most beautiful thing that they have, which is the purity of their spirit. And so now that's coming back, and they're beginning to understand that, because that is their most precious gift, and you know, they live in a part of the world which is so holy and so sacred, with the beautiful mountains and all the ley lines and the streams. And I go through this in my book in more detail about what the different places mean, and you know, the different specificities of the different holy places. But they keep their traditions and they keep their holy sites pure. And the young people now are beginning to embrace those traditions again, which is really beautiful to see. Because all too often, when there's a pure culture and then the Western society gets in, it dilutes the culture and pollutes it. So I'm happy to see that they're restoring that from a place of spirit. And that's, you know, that's going on, I think, in many places. Here in Hawaii, they're doing that as well. They have, you know, they're restoring their culture, including the language and the arts and the dance and, you know, the different chants, because it's all a way to connect with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because our family seeded all the different cultures simultaneously, whether it's Peru or Hawaii or India or, you know, Ireland or Australia or wherever you want to talk about, that's why all our traditions are so similar, because they all came from the stars. And because they all came from the stars, and then we were, you know, went through that dark period where we had that separation, all the different distortions that was brought on by humans, and humans trying to separate, they're now lifting those and just seeing the true essence of the spirit, and I think we're all starting to come back together in love so that we truly can reach that level of vibration of ascension so that we can see our star brothers and sisters in the same dimension that we are in.
Yes, it will be the most terrific and fantastic time of my life and of many people's lives, of course, because it will be the greatest event in the history of this universe, as I understand from different channels.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yes. And by the way, if there are listeners from the Netherlands, I would like to organize with a lady from Rotterdam a CE5 event in a forest where we will meditate in a beautiful open field and try to connect with the star people. And do you have any advice what we can do? We will go out in the night, Linda, and take crystals with us, we'll be in the place. It's a national park, but do you have any advice how we can best tune in meditation while we are sitting there under the stars?
What I am seeing is a group of maybe I'm not sure how big your group is, but I'm seeing a group of maybe 8 to 12 people. Now if it's a bigger group, you may have a larger circle. But there's 8 or 12 which are very key. And this is a mixture of both male and female energies. And they see a very large crystal which is being placed in the middle of this group. And what I'm also hearing is a nice toning, because the star beings, they respond to the toning because it's a star language. And that there's a being in this group which is very connected to the Pleiades, and that it's a she, it's a female, and that she will be doing some toning or some talking of the star, that she will be calling in some of the ships. The ships are going to respond to her.
Wow.
You may see either a pink or a yellow light. So
I think we lost the connection with Linda in Hawaii. I'm going to try to call her back. I think her phone was empty. Just hold on and try to get her back. But it was beautiful.
Aloha. You reach Reynolds and Linda. Please, the...
Oh, that's the voicemail? Okay, I'm going to play some music. But if you are in... Als je in Nederland bent, I'll just say it in Dutch, and you want to join us, En u wilt bij ons zijn voor een CE5 contact event. Linda uit Hawaii was net aan het vertellen dat er contact gaat ontstaan met de Pleiadiërs en een vrouw uit die daar sterk mee verbonden is. En ik weet meteen over wie ze praat. En we zullen met een groep van 8 tot 12 mensen zijn. En er zal een prachtig kristal in het midden gelegd worden. Dus dat is heel goed nieuws. It's beautiful news. So we're going to create this event together. In the meantime, I'm going to try to call them back. So here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Oh, there you are. Okay, yes. I thought we lost you.
Yeah, well, the connection was broken. But you were telling about we will be with a group of 10 to 12 people, or 8 to 12, and there will be a crystal in the middle.
In the middle. And then in the southwest sky, look for like pink or goldish yellow lights. That'll be your confirmation.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's really great news. I want to thank you for that. Are you in for a...
7 p.m. is an ideal time.
7 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's good news. Thank you. Now I would like to give you the opportunity, Linda, to promote your work, your website, your book, so that the listeners can find your book and your work, and maybe if you are going on a sacred trip with people... and so that they know how they can contact you on internet.
Well, my book is called Mystic Awakening of an American Physician, and it's available on Amazon. You can also reach me on Facebook. And we also have a website called StarkeepersLLC.com, and that I run with my partner, Reynolds. And we, we're called Starkeepers because we connect with the ships, and we're looking forward to this ascension process as we have been charged to help bring in this new age. So the trips that we do now are mostly ones of awakenings and enlightenments or Stargate activations.
Mm-hmm.
So that information can be found at StarkeepersLLC.com, as can some of the most recent channels on the mothership. I'd like my partner Reynolds just to be able to say hi here too. He's a Hawaiian kahuna, and his name is Reynolds Kamakaviva'oli, and together we are Starkeepers. Say hi.
Aloha.
Aloha. Welcome
Aloha.
To the show. Welcome to the show. How wonderful to have you on the show as well. I understand that you are doing very sacred work together with Linda, and as an Hawaiian, it's the first time I speak to a real Hawaiian. I'm so interested in your ceremonies and your connection to nature, because I know that you are from a very sacred people. And what can you tell us about your experience with nature in Hawaii and the star beings?
Well, I have been in major contact with the star beings practically all this time, days, mornings, nights, and been doing a lot. Linda and I have been doing a lot of delegation to do the work. They have made contact with us, asking for us to be given them the delegation to do the work, get them the starships here. They will not do anything unless they're been asked to assigned. There's been a lot of this occurring because of what is happening in the world. We need to know that what happens out there in the universe is connected, really connected with them. And what we do here is very important. How we take care of ourselves, how we take care of the earth, what we do to the the different plants, how we take care of it, nature. The nature of Hawaii is to take care itself. That's why we have aloha, and aloha is here.
And the nice thing about here in Hawaii is there's a holy mountain here called Mauna Kea, and Mauna Kea is an apu, like mm-hmm. Machu Picchu. But it's connected to Peru. It's connected to all the different holy apus throughout the entire world. In fact, I would say it's the nexus. It's like the center of all the other ones. So I've always found it quite interesting, not only how I got here to be with Reynolds, but that I am now, since I've been trained on these holy mountains, I am now at the holiest of the holy mountains here in Hawaii and can connect to all of them. So I just find it the... It's a lovely, lovely gift. But we also help other people to bridge the gaps to their star family as well. So we have information on our website. Again, it's starkeepersllc.com, and we can be reached at starkeepersllc@gmail.com, or you can catch us up on Facebook. And again, it's Starchild. Her full Facebook thing is Starchild Mystic Crystal Skull, I believe, but she just goes by Starchild.
That's wonderful.
And the wonderful thing about this is that anyone out there, anyone that's out there, and if they need instructions, they can contact us, and we will help them to make contact with their star family. This is what we do. This is our work, and whatever it may be, because it's all different for every one of them out there.
Yeah, so we offer different sessions and all for people, and that information is on our website at starkeepersllc.com.
Wonderful. So just for a couple of minutes, if you agree on that, Linda, I would like to play a little piece of music that's also very sacred. It's from the album Great Spirit, because we both are very connected to the Americans, the Indians. And
yes,
this is called Farewell My Homeland, and it's very beautiful. Thank you. beautiful piece of music.
No, absolutely beautiful. You know, as I was listening to that, I had these incredible waves of gratitude just rushing through me. And I could just feel the connection between all beings everywhere. Just like this beautiful wave of beauty, love, and gratitude. So thank you so much for that.
Yes.
And thank you for this entire hour. This has been most lovely. And I just want to say thank you, and also to extend my love to everybody who's listening, and to encourage everyone to just open your mind, open your heart, and realize that even though you may not have seen a being in this dimension, does not mean you haven't been contacted. Most people are being contacted in some form. They're just not open enough yet or aware that that's what's happening to them. So whether they're from the Pleiadians, from Syrians, or from the inner earth beings, the Agarthians. So we're being contacted all the time. And just be open, and those little inner knowings that you have, or those coincidences or the synchronicities in life, you know, there's a reason for all of them. And, you know, if there's anything that we can do to help you, you know, please contact us again at starkeepersllc@gmail.com or our website. And hopefully people will enjoy Mystic Awakening of an American Physician. And thank you, everybody, on behalf of Star Child for allowing her to be able to share her thoughts every day with you as well.
Yes, and thank you, Linda and Reinhold, for being on the show. You have such a loving, wonderful energy. And I'm sure that not only your words, but also the energy that you are transmitting will be received by the listeners and also by the star beings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We send our love to all the people there.
Yes.
Tell to always send their light out to the universe, asking that their family make contact with them now. And let us know we're here to help everyone in the world. And we are open to. So just contact us, and we'll definitely respond to your email.
And our star dog, Lotus, here wants to say hello as well. So she sends her love as well. So from all the beings of all leggeds, whether there's no legged, whether they fly, swim, or crawl, send our love to all.
Thank you very much, Linda and Reinhold. And is there anything that you want to say, especially to the listeners, that's important to know or to use in our consciousness and in our daily lives? Some advice that you can give the listeners to do in their daily life.
What is true right at this moment is to vibrate on the color pink, to hold that color pink like a goldish pink, kind of like what you're going to be seeing in the sky in the southwest, to hold that color in your heart. That's a golden pink. It's a very loving, loving energy that needs to be transmitted out to the entire world, but also receive it within your heart as well. Because it's through that golden pink, think of like a topaz mixed with rose quartz. And if anybody has topaz and rose quartz, hold on to that for these next 24, 48 hours, or actually up to the full moon, and hold on to that vibration of love and light, and to bring that unification and that love and light to all. For truly we are connected, and love is the unifying factor. I believe it's the strong force in physics.
Wow, that's beautiful. So everybody focus on the color pink connected to golden or golden light.
Yeah, like it. But from your heart.
Yes, from your heart. That's the core of your being. That's your center.
Yes.
Linda and Reinhold, I feel that maybe someday we'll meet and we can do magnificent things together. We are all connected. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you missed it, Jeroen, because Jeroen is the creator of this radio station. I have connected Jeroen to some people like Zina, and we can all do this C5 contact event in the Netherlands very soon. So I want to thank you all for listening, and thank Linda and Reinhold. And maybe once again, Linda, you can give your email address to the listeners.
It's starkeepersllc@gmail.com.
Okay. I want to wish you a blessed day in Hawaii, and I hope that the vibration will rise quickly, and we can all only do that to tune into love. Is that right?
Absolutely, and it's rising as we speak.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say thank you so much for giving the opportunity, because you're the second person I talked to this morning from Netherlands. I have some great friends up there that just talked to me this morning. And they're excited about different things that are happening. So we have some good friends there in UK and Netherlands. So please take care.
And although we're not on tour right now, we do have plans to go to Europe, possibly next year.
Yeah. Oh.
And if we do, we'll definitely hook up, and perhaps we can do a workshop or something together.
Yes, and I can help you set up a workshop in the Netherlands if you are coming.
That would be lovely.
It would
probably be next summer. So we can talk about that. That would be great.
And maybe you can connect me to the people you're speaking about in the Netherlands, because it will be good to have some light and love and people that are vibrating on the same level here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd be good friends with them.
We'll send it to you in your inbox.
Okay. Love and light, and namaste to you. And
namaste. And aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, my friends.
Okay.
Take care.
Aloha.
Take care. And I will finish with the rest of the song from Edwin Goodall that is so beautiful and uplifting. My friends, I love you. Namaste, and until next week.
Thank you.